This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Sanctions and diplomacy have failed. War has begun in Ukraine as Russia has launched a full-scale invasion. Ukrainian President Zelensky confirmed that military installations around the country were under attack, and he declared martial law. He advised his citizens to stay calm and stay at home. The army is doing its work, he urged Ukrainians. United States, United Nations Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield at a special session Wednesday night.
This is a perilous moment, and we are here for one reason and one reason only, to ask Russia to stop. Return to your borders. Send your troops and your tanks and your planes back to their barracks and hangars.
President Biden condemned Russia's unprovoked and unjustified attack by Russian military forces in a statement last night. Biden said the U.S. and allies are planning on Thursday to trigger the full scale of the sanctions that have been discussed over the last several weeks. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Americans don't want the United States to play a large role in the Ukraine-Russia war.
A new AP-NORC poll released Wednesday found that only 26% of surveyed Americans support the United States playing a major role in the situation between Russia and Ukraine. According to the poll, 52% said the United States should play a minor role, and 20% said no role at all. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Moving forward with the fight against COVID-19.
Federal health officials and medical experts are mulling the potential need for a fourth COVID-19 vaccine, but many don't agree whether another booster is needed or will be effective. A senior Biden administration official tells Axios that the federal government is planning to test new vaccines combining multiple COVID strains to determine what will offer the broadest coverage against future strains. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
USA Radio News.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Russian troops launched their anticipated attack on Ukraine on Thursday as President Vladimir Putin shunned international condemnation and sanctions, warning other countries that any attempt to interfere would lead to consequences you have never seen. The Ukrainian United Nations ambassador.
It's too late, my dear colleagues, to speak about de-escalation. Too late. The Russian president declared a war on the record. Should I play the video of your president? Ambassador, shall I do that right now, or you can't confirm it? Do not interrupt me, please. Thank you.
Then don't ask me questions when you are speaking. Proceed with your statement.
Anyway, you declared the war. It is the responsibility of this body to stop the war. So I call on every one of you to do everything possible to stop the war. Relinquish your duties as a chair. Call Putin, call Lavrov to stop aggression. And I welcome the decision of some members of this council to meet as soon as possible to consider the necessary decision that would condemn the aggression that you launch on my people. There is no purgatory for war criminals. They go straight to hell, Ambassador.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody...
6 minutes after the top of the hour, and all eyes are on Ukraine right now. And you, everybody understands why. And I say not only eyes, but all our prayers are there, you know, for the people of Ukraine, as Vladimir Putin, to no surprise, has done exactly what he said he was going to do. But yet, Megan Barth, who joins us now, the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, Vladimir Putin was very upfront about his intent, right?
Yeah, this really comes as no surprise to anybody, but perhaps Joe Biden. When the first missiles attack and breach of the borders occurred last night, we actually heard from the Prime Minister of Ukraine on Fox News, urging Americans to, take necessary action. And prior to that public statement on Fox News, we got a tweet from the Biden administration under Biden's account that said he'd be making a statement sometime late tomorrow morning, which would be this morning. Mm-hmm. We couldn't even confirm if Biden was awake at that time. I don't remember when a country is being attacked that a prime minister actually goes on Fox News and talks to the American people prior to the American president talking to the American people, specifically because we have troops in harm's way, as well as civilians in Ukraine. But nonetheless, we can't expect much from Joe Biden. We can't even confirm he's awake, nor can we confirm that he's medically or mentally competent. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How NATO, which is a complete and total joke, how they've responded is with sanctions. Well, excuse me, do we really think that Putin is stupid? Putin's a very smart man. Not a nice man, but a smart man. You don't think that he expected that NATO and our allied countries were going to sanction him and maybe send him a sternly worded letter? Of course he did.
Of course.
So then you have to ask yourself, well, why? Why would he go through this war? Why would he start and engage in World War III? Because that's really what this is. Why would he party like it's 1939 in the face of the consequences? Because the consequences don't hurt Putin. That's exactly why he did it. He already has an alignment with China and President Xi, who I'm sure is going to bail him out on whatever sanctions. Germany buys 30% of their energy from Putin. Mm-hmm. Do you really think that Germany is going to come after Putin as hard as we expect them to? Of course not. Mm-hmm. So now we have an alliance.
That was evidence with the fact that they only sent over, a couple thousand helmets. I mean, their support of Ukraine was, hey, here's some military headgear.
Right. So, I'm surprised they didn't send over N95 masks.
Right. Exactly. Unbelievable.
So now we have this alliance. We have this alliance between China and Russia, which are growing and which are already powerful entities. The United States used to be number one. Geez, in the 4 years that the four short years that Trump was president, We never had this type of aggressive action. We never even had a war. Like, we never had a war. If I recall correctly, he dropped the mother of all bombs in order to dissuade people from messing with the United States and others.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So we have China on the move. Mm-hmm. Is Taiwan next? Actually, Taiwan is next. So then we have to ask when is China going to make equally, if not more, aggressive actions against Taiwan in the face of absolute fecklessness and weakness, which the United States is under President Joe Biden? That, I would assume, is imminent, and especially with our economy in shambles, our dependency on energy and foreign oil, and Joe Biden as president, it's basically carte blanche for any dictator or thug leader in the world to take advantage of weakness, because that's what they do. That's what they do with Obama, and that's what they're doing with Biden.
Exactly. And the American voter needs to take note, because they're responsible for this. I mean, I'm not going to haggle over the vote counting or anything like that. But look at this is your president. You voted Joe Biden and you put America and you put the world at risk. And saying, well, hey, we didn't know it was bait and switch. It's unacceptable. Because the vote is so important and so critical, and it is such a responsibility that each voter must hold near and dear. Otherwise, you get this kind of activity and you get this vulnerability. Right now, we're looking at what's happening in Ukraine. Like Megan says, what's next? Because, you know, let's go back to what you were talking about, the fecklessness of the NATO nations. You know, they thought... I mean, this is really laughable. I mean, they all say, well, we know Putin. We know what he's going to do. And Joe Biden says, I'm the only one who's gone toe-to-toe with him. I know what to do and all this stuff. And they actually thought and tried to tell the American people all he was going to be concerned about was this little sliver of Ukraine. And meanwhile, you've got all these tanks. You've got all this military, soldiers, everybody wrapped around, you know, three quarters of the perimeter of Ukraine, and you think all he's interested is in a sliver? Are you kidding me? Now he takes over all of Ukraine, and that seems to be his plan here. And now what is that going to do to the neighboring NATO nations? This is going to be put up or shut up. And so when are you going to do it? We're back to World War II, as you said, the early days of Chamberlain and the appeasement, policies. We're back to regurgitating that plan that didn't work, that's never worked. And now you've got an aggressive megalomaniac who is going after to capture territory and put the world at risk and bring us all into World War III. And that's just phase one, because as you said, then let's look at see what China does with Taiwan. Now what are we going to do?
Exactly. And China's like, oh, no, we're not going to invade Taiwan. Yeah, sure. Okay, why wouldn't you? Right. Like I said, these people are smart. How's that diplomacy working? All we keep hearing is about diplomacy, diplomacy, diplomacy is so good. These sternly worded letters that we keep sending over, it worked so well. And like I said, Reagan, back to Reagan, peace through strength. As soon as Trump, or as recent as Trump, peace through strength. When there is a vacuum of leadership, when there is a display of weakness, and in a time of weakness, bad people are going to do bad things. Now, some people say, well, just let them take it. Well, that's very easy to say.
You've
got the libertarians who basically are Democrats that are just fiscally responsible. Well, actually, they're not, because they believe in open borders. But nonetheless, you have libertarians and then, just saying, oh, just let them take it. And then, of course, you have Democrats blaming Trump because they're obsessed and they don't want to take a responsibility and accountability for their actions of voting for a near octogenarian who has lost his mind. But this is what we get, as you said. This is what happens when we allow people to vote that don't have skin in the game. And this is also what happens when we have corrupted elections. Wrong people are in the positions of power, and they make the wrong decisions.
See, this is to your point exactly, Megan. When there is a void of leadership, and what does leadership do? Leadership leads. It gets you out of trouble. It finds solutions that protect all concerned. And sometimes, you know, going down that road of leadership can be unpopular. But that's where key leadership comes into play to help you get there, a la Ronald Reagan or even Donald Trump. We're going to go to a quick break. We've got more from Megan Barth after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Let's say your business does $10,000 to $15,000 or more monthly revenue. There are times when you need more cash flow to run your business, right? Well, if you're a business owner in this situation, you need to call the Merchant Funding Line. We don't play by bank rules. We're a direct lender with the power to approve deals. We look at your business and we decide how much money to lend you. Good credit or bad credit, even if your business was affected by the recent pandemic. If your business is solid, we can lend you up to $500,000 in one day. That's $500,000 in one day. Use the money for anything you think is right to run your business. If you need money, call now to learn how easy it is to get up to $500,000 in as little as one day. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. That's 800-296-1229.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Hey, welcome back. 19 minutes before the top of the hour. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. America is obviously concerned, and many are praying, as you should, about what's going on in Ukraine. And as Megan Barth, the founder and proprietor of BreganBabe.com, and I have been discussing, is this is all a result of the 2020 election. Really, when you think about it, how the people were duped to, and even to this point, to even suggest that Joe Biden is doing anything positive just for the country, forget about internationally or international standing, but just for this country, Megan, I think the last polling said some close to 60% of the people said he hadn't done anything. He's been terrible. He's been losing on our behalf. And he's still the president. We're thinking, oy vey, we still got three more years of this incompetence to deal with. You know, bless his heart, if there was some way to put your hand on his shoulder and say, Joe, hey, man, thanks for your service. Adios. You know, we're like, it's like that. What was it like in the Godfather moment where Michael had to tell Tom, the family attorney, that we needed a wartime consigliere, right? They needed a wartime attorney at that time because this is where they're going to go. And this is where America is we're heading into war, and we have a leader, a feckless leader, that is ill-prepared for this position that needs to be handled. Dare I say, we even have generals in position. They're so concerned and more concerned about pronouns than they are about military preparedness. I mean, we are so vulnerable on so many levels, going to your point about the feckless, because of the feckless leadership that we have in office. And if you think not, all you had to do is watch Kamala Harris. Here she is on the world stage. I mean, you know, here you got an opportunity as a leader, as a really, I guess, a potential 2024 presidential candidate or future standard bearer for your party, and you blow it. What? I mean, people, analysts are still trying to figure out, Megan, what the heck she was trying to say.
Yeah, and I have, thanks for teeing it up for me, I have a quote from her, and if you can figure out what this word salad is, you know, great for you. You must have voted for her. She's one aneurysm away from the presidency, and both of them have the nuclear codes. So here, reporter, to Kamala Harris, will sanctions deter Putin? Kamala Harris, within the context then of the fact that the window is still opening, although open, although it is absolutely narrowing, but within the context of a diplomatic path still being open. That was the quote. I'm an
English.
Now, I know she's a lawyer, but I would hope that a lawyer could wordsmith a response to a expected question much better than that. She's also not talented. She's in an affirmative action vice president, like we're going to have an affirmative action Supreme Court justice, because all that matters to the left is color, or all that matters to the left is gender. It has nothing to do with competence. It has nothing to do with acumen. It has nothing to do with history or resume, nothing. That's how shallow the left is. You know, the world has always been a very dangerous place. The world has always had evil and will always have evil. It doesn't matter if you're flying pride flags in Kabul. It doesn't matter if you're hiring women into combat in order to fill gender quotas. It doesn't matter if you are going to hire transgenders into the military and treat them equally in the name of equity.
Yeah.
None of that matters, because at the end of the day, what matters is our safety and our security as guaranteed by the Constitution that the president takes an oath upon. That is his primary duty, is to protect us from enemies foreign and domestic, all of us, including women, including those that are confused about their gender, including those that use pronouns, including those that use, you know, transgender flags and Black Lives Matter flags and rainbow flags for pride. And so the left is completely destroyed. And we said this before, as soon as Joe Biden got in, I remember being on with you, and I basically said it's going to be a rough 4 years. Because in the face of weakness, aggression fills the vacuum. And now we have an axis of power that is twofold, Russia and China, that don't like us so much, that can cripple us financially and economically at basically the stroke of a pen. Because the first thing that Joe Biden did, the very first thing he did when he was implemented as president, was close the Keystone Pipeline.
Mm-hmm. See, and the thing is, at the flip of a switch,
we can become energy independent once again. I mean, this is the, why are we suffering? I mean, this whole process. Oh, we're going to wait on sanctions. Oh, we don't want to sanction him early. It's been surrounding Ukraine, what, since November? And you saw this activity, you know, our intelligence community was saying, hey, wait a minute, you know, these exercises they're doing in Belarus, they seem pretty aggressive. They don't seem like the normal military practice exercise, thing that you would do. I mean, they're really arming up. I mean, should we be concerned? Oh, no, it's just, again, this is absolutely, absolute idiocy. And here we are now at this point, and now it's clear. Really clear, he's taking all of Ukraine, and guess what? That runs to the border of the NATO nations. So what do you think? I mean, is he crazy enough to draw NATO in? Does he think that NATO is so weak and that he, along with China, would go in and take on and take over the world, you know, and just say, hey, Ukraine today and the rest of Europe tomorrow?
Well, why not?
I mean, it's Hitler-esque, isn't it? Yeah, I mean, really on its face. Yeah.
Of course. And why not? Like I said, he's a smart man. Not a nice man. It's not like I'm heaping praise. I mean, President Trump actually, at a Mar-a-Lago event, I believe it was last night, was on tape with what the left claims was praising Putin at a time when he invaded Ukraine. You know, to call someone smart is not necessarily a form of praise.
Right. Well, and you can really look that much smarter when you're competing with people that are that much stupid or that stupid, you know, if I can put it in those terms.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, anyone, quite frankly, a fifth grader looks like a rocket science compared to President Biden and Kamala Harris.
Let's talk about these sanctions. Some people, you know, the people on the left, the sanctions are really going to do something. I mean, as you said, he's smart enough to anticipate, like he didn't think sanctions were going to happen. You know, like all of a sudden his feelings are going to get hurt because the EU doesn't like him and they're upset, you know, for his aggressive. He could care. I mean, he made it real clear in that manifesto that he made us suffer through that hour long speech in rewriting the Russian narrative. And here it is. I mean, for all the hell and commotion, think back. It's not that long ago. They were claiming that Donald Trump was a nationalist. And now you've got defiantly Putin, you know, claiming nationalism for Russia. And it's crickets from the mainstream media. I mean, it's like, are you kidding me?
Well, and let's not forget that this goes back to Clinton and Obama. I mean, they basically were the party planners for Putin's party that we're looking at now. This just doesn't happen overnight.
Right.
I mean, when you play chess or any, you know, or in war, for example, there's a strategy.
Exactly.
And it sometimes takes a very long time to develop.
Mm-hmm.
Because pieces continually move, mm-hmm. and you continually react, and you figure out how you are going to have... how you're going to get the king.
Exactly.
And Putin has been, this did not happen overnight. He was quiet during the Trump presidency because the rumors are that Trump said, I'll bomb Moscow.
Mm-hmm.
So Putin releases a statement last night that basically says that if anybody from NATO interferes with what he's doing now in Ukraine, we will witness something that we have never seen before or in a long time. So you have to look. America is supposedly the number one superpower, or at least we used to be. Who's going to fight off Putin?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. No, not at all. Well, look, we've seen history. We need to learn from it. And we need to get in front of this. Like you said, there is strategy being played out here. Megan Barr, thank you.
I'll be with you shortly. Carrie, how many appointments did you book at 2:30?
Jin's physical therapy clinic is pretty stretched. He needs another PT before patients get bent out of shape.
You get fresh ice pack in Ms. Davis's name.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
And now an important message from Exergen. A critical new FDA study proves that non-contact thermometers are not accurate. They also have inaccurate information on their labels regarding accuracy. New COVID strains are on the rise, and non-contact manufacturers are being irresponsible at a time when accuracy matters. Accurate temperature measurements are essential. Switch to Exergen because they are accurate and backed by over 100 clinical studies. Be sure, be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Sanctions and diplomacy have failed. War has begun in Ukraine as Russia has launched a full-scale invasion. Ukrainian President Zelensky confirmed that military installations around the country were under attack, and he declared martial law. He advised his citizens to stay calm and stay at home. The army is doing its work, he urged Ukrainians. United States, United Nations Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield at a special session Wednesday night.
This is a perilous moment, and we are here for one reason and one reason only, to ask Russia to stop. Return to your borders. Send your troops and your tanks and your planes back to their barracks and hangars.
President Biden condemned Russia's unprovoked and unjustified attack by Russian military forces in a statement last night. Biden said the U.S. and allies are planning on Thursday to trigger the full scale of the sanctions that have been discussed over the last several weeks. USA Radio News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. Well, it is America Saves Week, and it's an annual call to action to encourage people to commit to saving on a regular basis. And joining us with the timely savings tip is Jenny Weldon, a financial expert, author, and chief information and marketing officer for DailyPay. It's a company that provides digital payroll solutions. Now, Weldon is the host of Stepping Up. It's a podcast that inspires and encourages women entrepreneurs. She's also launched 5 companies of her own because she's just not busy enough, including the Male Experience Council, and was recently named Transformational CMO of the Year by the CMO Club. Jenny, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks so much. Excited to be here.
Well, wow, what a background. I mean, I was kind of teasing that you're just not busy enough, so you just go, well, let's open up 5 companies, right, just for fun?
Yeah, but you know what? You're never too busy to start saving, and that's what we're here to talk about this week for America Saves Week, is how to get ourselves financially free so no one has to work.
Amen to that. So, all right, so explain, how can people continue to save for the future when the present has become so expensive?
Yeah, you know, we're going through some crazy times, and I think those times aren't going to last forever. So keep that in mind. Inflation rates will come down. We just need to hold out. So my first tip would be make a matrix of the items that you need to purchase and look at what's happening in the economy and see if you can defer some of those items that might be overly priced right now, like avocados that are short in supply and are costing as much as $3 for one avocado, wow, at least here in New Jersey, or a new car. You know, put off a new car or a used car until the manufacturing plants can catch up with those supply chain issues and the prices can come back down to normal. That's my first tip.
Yeah, it seems. Go ahead. Second tip. Go ahead.
You go for it. No.
I was just going to say that what I'm hearing is needs and wants. you know, which are always driving forces, those are being redefined right now. What used to be a need has now moved into the want category because of, you know, the current economic environment. Are you finding that to be the case as well?
Oh, absolutely. You know, people are redefining what's important to them and how they can be more creative. But that's perfect for my tip, too, which is talk to your employer and find out what programs they have in place, because every company was challenged to create new ways to attract and retain their workers during the pandemic. A lot of them put programs in place that puts money back into your pocket without you even realizing it. A lot of companies are offering child care credits so that you can get child care or adult care so you can come to work and come to the office. If you're not taking advantage of those and you have kids or older family members that you take care of, you should look into that. A lot of companies are offering transportation benefits, tuition reimbursement benefits. There's so many savings programs that people have put into place at different companies that you can definitely take advantage of. One of the most basic ones is the one that we offer at Daily Pay, which is access to your money as you earn it, because it allows you to access your money. More importantly, access it. You can save it before you even get your paycheck and think about spending it so you can get started on a savings program ahead of the curve, which is great.
You know, Jeannie, what I'm finding is that some people are hesitant to take advantage of these programs. I know when I was working with a Fortune 500 company, it was a challenge to get people to go, why are you ignoring this opportunity? I mean, and this is money in your pocket. You know, well, I just don't want to bother them. No, stop. I mean, you know, the companies are championing this and they want you to participate because it's good for people all around. It solidifies the employer-employee relationship. It's win-win all the way around. So I always found it quite interesting that people were hesitant to get involved in these great benefit programs that employers have been making available.
Yeah, you know, sometimes employees feel like there's a stigma. And they don't want to be seen as the person who takes advantage of the transportation credit, because that would suggest they can't afford their own bus tickets or, you know, parking fees. And that's just silly, especially in these economic times. But do what you need to. I know a lot of people right now who have started looking at what I call hardcore tricks and tactics to save money. Like, I've learned that if you put things in an Amazon shopping cart and leave them there, mm-hmm. over time, the prices on these products will change as different merchants have different offers, and it will notify you that mm-hmm. something in your cart has had a price change. People are finding great discounts, you know, putting something in their cart that costs $100 and buying it when it goes down to $20 on a flash sale. That's called smart living right now in these inflationary times.
Exactly. What a great tip. How about some tips for staying out of debt and focusing on the path towards financial wellness?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, look, the best way to stay out of debt is not to get into it in the first place. So tools like Daily Pay, where you get your pay as you earn it instead of waiting for a company scheduled payday, allows you to take care of those unexpected bills without incurring late fees or overdraft fees or even being required to take a high interest payday loan out. But if you do have debt, now's a great time to look at consolidating it. Whether you go on LendingTree, Credit Karma, or any other site, there's a lot of debt consolidation options that are out there for you, where you can move high interest credit card debt down to a lower interest home equity loan, short-term loan, or other areas that allow you to kind of adjust what your financial standing looks like and get back on track and really move forward in a positive way. And if none of those work, you know, at the very least, download some of the shopping apps for online shopping like Capital One Shopping or Honey.com. Those apps will tell you if you're buying something online, if you can get a better price for it from that merchant, a discount you might not have known about, or a better destination where you can purchase it for a better deal. And all of those will slowly help you make your way into a positive financial future.
Without a doubt. Jeannie Walden is our guest, a financial expert, author, and chief information and marketing officer for Daily Pay, a company that provides digital payroll solutions. You know, as you were mentioning, Jeannie, people will find with some of these consolidation loans, I mean, what's available now compared to what was available 10 years ago? It's incredible. And, of course, it has become so sophisticated and so much more powerful. I think people will be pleasantly surprised as to how they can consolidate their debt in ways that they couldn't even imagine. I mean, it has improved so significantly, hasn't it?
Oh, for sure. There's so many great apps out there that will help you figure out what your debt is. There's a smart app. I apologize. I don't know the name of it. I just saw a commercial for it. You enter your information in, and then it suggests to you how you should make your payments and what bills you should prioritize so you can have the lowest interest rate overall across all of your debt. And I think, you know, if you're willing to give your information to these apps, and that's a personal choice and a security choice that you have to decide, there are some really great tips out there and some really great use of AI and this automated intelligence that's constantly looking at how you can make better decisions.
Denise, how about any other tips for America Saves Week? I mean, this is a great idea. I am so glad that you're highlighting this and coming on our show to share it with our audience, because we need to up our financial security game a bit here. And we don't need to be threatened by inflation and the headwinds that we're facing right now. It's challenging, but I think after it's all said and done, as you said, traditionally, this too shall pass. We will get on the other side of this, and we can be all the smarter as a result of, getting through these headwinds, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Look, America Saves Week is a great program that was pulled together for both employers and workers to find ways to save better and to save more effectively. So I would suggest you go to their site at America Saves and check it out and see the information that they have to offer. I would also suggest, if americasaves.org does not have what you're looking for, check out Funding Our Future. They're a partner company that we do a lot of work with every year around this time of the year. FundingOurFuture.us will, you know, their mission is to help everyday Americans commit to saving successfully. And, you know, they encourage individuals to do financial check-ins and allow them to get a clear view of their savings. So check that out. And last but not least, you can always go to dailypay.com and see some of the blogs and information we have and ideas as well.
Denise, you're awesome. Thank you so much for being with us. Have a great day.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Thank you.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We're back with you, America. Just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It is time for Evie Bear Carroll. Yes, we're talking about the host of Movie Guide TV. Evie, how are we doing?
Doing well.
Hey, good to be talking to you. Donald Trump, I guess he's got his social media platform off and rolling, number one spot in the App Store. How long are they're gonna allow that to happen?
I know. You know, they thought that it was going to come out later, like it was going to come out closer to March, but they were able to get it out faster. And now there's a wait list because so many people want to get on it.
Really? Wow. So are they trying to, you know, when you hear a wait list, I mean, because normally, I mean, you don't hear that very often. Are they trying to throttle down the bandwidth of this platform?
I think because probably so many people got on at one time, it's probably been, a computer technical situation that they've tried to figure out. And maybe they're just trying to figure out that these are also patriots. And so
exactly. I was going to say, you can imagine you're going to have some people in there trying to do what they can to, you know, kind of dirty the water if they can, because that's just what they do, right?
That's exactly right. But, you know, it's supposed to be a free speech platform. So they say free from political discrimination. So they do say that, you know, that's their hope. And so, you know, I'm sure some people of opposing thoughts will get on as well, just to poke the bear or whatever, just to poke the people there. But that's okay. A little healthy debate would be okay.
Well, that's okay. Well, the community is such that very pro-Trump, that if you're there to poke the bear, then the community is going to come at you in mass, I would believe.
Yeah, they would be ready for a debate, right? Because they've been debating for 6 years or whatever it is about Trump and all his accomplishments.
Well, they've got a lot to show in contrast. I mean, you've got before and after. You've got Trump, energy independent, borders that were somewhat under control. Our national security, you know, had been secured again after the Obama-Biden years. And, of course, Russia was behaving itself as well as the Chinese. Now it's like, you know, it's a free-for-all going on, and the only difference is one person. You know, Donald Trump is out, Joe Biden is in. So have fun with that one, right?
we are living in interesting times here, right? And so let's just pray for, you know, we constantly need to pray for safety for everybody.
Yeah.
Because it is definitely interesting times, and we have good friends that are in the Ukraine. And so,
exactly. Yeah.
So we're just
That's been my prayer on a daily basis, is that the strong arm of an outstretched arm of a holy God would protect the people there in Ukraine. And that continues to be my prayer for the people there in Ukraine, and even the Russians, because you got if there's a war that is conducted there, there's going to be a lot of blood on both sides. It's not going to be a cakewalk for the Russians, by no means.
Exactly, and then we see that in all in history, and so
yes.
Happened in the past, and so we hope nothing like that is repeated, because we really want to pray for the people there.
Amen. Hey, let's talk Winter Olympics. Ratings not too bueno.
No, the ratings are just really, really all-time low. They're average 12.8 million views. That is not, that's not good. That's really, in terms of viewership, just in general, NCIS probably averages more than that. So, NCIS, all the NCIS series are the highest viewership program on television. Mm-hmm. So the Olympics have not done well this year. And we know why that is, right? Because of the tensions in China.
Exactly. Well, the people were very conflicted, no doubt, about, what was going on with they called it the Genocide Olympics. And in a way, that's what you had. You had a bit of a boycott by the American viewer, sadly. But, this is the type of country we live in. And maybe even the consumers are realizing they have more power than they realize. Although the spin, if you saw what they tried to do with this, because meanwhile, they had advertisers pay big bucks, because that's a traditional big buck type of venue, the Olympics, in terms of the kind of ratings that it generates. What they touted was the streaming. The streaming was up, but it was interesting. They used percentages there. You can always tell when they want to hide the numbers. They use percentages.
Right. Right. I think it's an interesting situation, because it is, there are a lot of reasons why not to watch. But I do feel for the contestants as well, because they've worked their whole lives. But,
exactly.
So,
well, fortunately, they behaved themselves, Evie. We didn't have anybody that I'm aware of that ended up in the gulag because they said the wrong thing to the communist Chinese that, leader Pelosi had warned them about, be on your best behavior. Kind of like, hey, you're on your own here. So, you saw what happened in Afghanistan. We didn't come and get them. We're not going to come and get you if you're a bad athlete,
Yeah, no, and my theory is why did we continue to do it in China? Why didn't they move? I understand that it takes years of preparation, but, I know with everything with COVID, things have been moving. So mm-hmm. Things have been rearranging. So why did we go ahead with this?
Right.
I'm not sure.
Well, it's like everything that operates in this new world. Once you've made a determination, it is what it is, and very little change happens, especially in light of new evidence. That aside, let's talk movies. What about Tall Girl 2?
This is a very cute movie, and it's on Netflix, if you still have Netflix. There are some good options on Netflix, okay? even though they put on a lot of stuff on there. Remember that Netflix is a content platform. They just put up stuff and they see if it hits. So don't watch the bad stuff. Watch the good stuff on there, and they'll make more of that, and they'll acquire more of that. So Tall Girl 2, it's a wholesome show. This is really more kind of probably for the 8-year-old and up.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you've got any grandkids or your own kids that are interested, it's a cute story about a girl who's like 6 foot tall. In high school, she's very tall, and so she kind of has to get over the insecurity of it. This is the second edition of this movie series, and it's very cute. And, it shows that every child has some sort of thing that they're worried about in high school, in the school
years.
So Yeah, that you're insecure about. And so that's what the message is about. And just her family, who really loves her and tries to guide her even through this kind of insecurity. And so it's very relatable at that age group.
Yeah, it's such a tough time, you know, for girls in particular. I mean, it's like we need therapists to come, you know, with the high school years. You know, it's like, okay, your child is entering high school, so here's three therapists you can choose from. Well, why do I need them? You don't know right now, but you will.
Yeah, the parents need the advice as well, you know. Like, well, what do we do in this situation? I just don't know.
Wow. Well, so Tall Girl 2, you're recommending that, and even for small girls, they could draw some benefit from the movie, right?
That's right. But, you know, I'm pretty tall myself. I'm 5'10", so I yes. relate to it. Finally, a movie about my people.
But, yeah, so it fits your size, so that works for you. What about this mother who was on maternity leave who saved Toy Story 2? Boy, this is a good story to hear about. Tell us about this.
Well, this is just a kind of a cute story, right? It's kind of fun to hear stories, a little behind-the-scenes stories, and it's about a mother, right? And so I like that. So what happened was, you remember Toy Story 2 was an extremely successful movie, but they were in the making of the movie, and someone erased some of the components of it. So while one of the producers was watching it, the characters were disappearing. And he goes, what's happening? What's happening? You know, what's going to happen? These characters that we've created for so many years are disappearing because they didn't have the technical elements of them because they were erased. And so this mother who's on maternity leave, she had a backup of these parts of it. And so it made it, you know, it made it work so we could watch Toy Story. Ultimately, it came out in theaters. It was saved. It wasn't discarded as a movie. And so, you know, that's a fun little story.
Evie, I freak out when, and not that this happened a lot, all it takes is one time. When a document, all of a sudden, you know, that you've been working on for a while, and that goes blank. I mean, you talk about therapy. There's just not enough hard liquor to get you through that. But still, I mean, I can only imagine what the studio must have gone through. I mean, this is like, oh my, don't move, don't breathe, don't do anything. You know, this is all gone. And thank God for this mother on maternity leave that saved her files, right?
Right, and remember, this would have been the early 2000s. So now we have been more ways to, you know, save things and do that kind of thing. But we've all been there. We've all had that document that you've worked so hard on that it just disappears, and you go, "No, why?" And then you think, "Oh, I understand the paper age. You know how it used to just be we printed out stuff and we had paper,
right?
And we kept papers and you kept the books." But then again, you could lose the paper because your dog could chew it up, right?
So exactly.
You never know.
Yeah, it's always something, Rosanna Dana, right? It never fails. And, of course, now it's all about the data. And we've got to protect the data. Unfortunately, you know, software and advancement of everything has come along in such a way that it keeps us out of our own messes. And so that we're able to live another day. Evie Bear Carroll has been our guest. She is the host of Movie Guide TV. Where do they go to be in the flow of the know, Evie?
That's movieguide.org.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now, like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.